Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
You gotta love Las Vegas. You really do. They have prop bets now. Monica, do you know what a prop bet is?
Those are the only kind I like.
Okay. So it's for those of you who don't know, it's like you can bet on, you know, how long is the national anthem going to be over under 2 minutes and 30 seconds? Or, you know, things like who's going to win the coin toss? Is it going to be heads? Is it going to be tails? What's the over under on field goals? Those are prop bets. And now they have prop bets on Donald Trump's participation in the Super Bowl.
Fantastic.
There's only three. I think they can come up with more if they wanted to. Will Donald Trump attend the game?
It's in Minnesota.
Right.
Nope. Right.
It's minus 600 to win 100, so you're correct. Well, you're not
That's
correct.
That's why it's leaning.
Right. If you bet 100 and he shows up, it's plus 400.
I'm trying to think of how many presidents show up at Super Bowl. Like maybe George Bush showed up at W showed up at if it was in Dallas or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? If it's like around their home, I could see where they're definitely there.
My question is like, why wouldn't you? Like if I was a president, I'd go.
Such a pain in the ass though, as a president.
That's not that big a pain in the ass.
It is.
Not for him, probably. All the other people
it's a risky
around
situation.
Him.
No, but you know, it would be great if like. If the president showed up wearing one of the team's jerseys. You know what I'm saying? He's not wearing a suit. He just shows up wearing an Eagles jersey and a hat. Right. He's in a box.
If any president would do it.
Yep.
Right. Solid
exactly right.
Right. Another one is...
I'm sick of the Patriots.
Will Donald Trump take part in a pregame interview on NBC?
No.
Yes.
What'd you say?
Yes.
Oh, yes? All right, well.
He's very tight-lipped this morning.
Yes. It's minus 500 for no, plus 360 for
What does that mean? If I say no, he won't, and I bet a dollar, then what does that mean?
You got to bet a... If it's minus 500 like this for no, you got to bet $500 to win 100.
To really? Win 100. So they're banking
but
on him being a pregame interview?
No, they're banking on him not doing the pregame interview.
Yeah.
Like, they've interviewed Barack Obama before Super Bowls and everything. Mm-hmm. Bob Costas did it, but Bob Costas isn't going to be involved in it. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that Trump won't have anything to do with
something.
It.
Right?
And the third one is the total number of Donald Trump tweets during the game. The over-under is 2.5.
Oh, that's the most fun right there.
Over.
Yeah, I would probably take the over myself.
13.
Is that really the number he's shooting for?
35.
Oh, all right. Well, that's even higher.
Okay.
50%. Nine.
Trump, how many tweets? We're trying 12. To place bet. What?
12.
Oh. He's all over the road.
25.
25, 35, 9, 12.
The money's just like flying all over. Nobody knows what to do.
$10 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. He's got a bet. You know what would be great, though? If I was Donald Trump, honestly, so now you know this exists.
Yes.
Donald Trump, I would send my son to go put $1 million on the fact that it's going to be over 2.5 tweets, and I'd be tweeting my ass off.
That's right.
That's a really bad idea for Vegas because they can get, well.
He's totally in control of the whole thing.
Right?
If the money's leaning heavily one way. He could reward those people or...
Right. Just send somebody that works at the White House. See, the problem is right now Donald Trump can't trust anybody. He can't trust anybody.
But, I mean, he did it to himself.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Hey, listen, he could have a good friend, send their assistant, you know, and then nobody knows who that person is.
Right.
You know? Be good. Hey, you want to make a little money?
Yeah, he can call. Bob Kraft. Bob, you got an assistant over there that nobody knows? I'm going to hand her $1 million. Let her go. And, you know, just because he could, the $1 million means nothing to him, but just because he could.
Call Steve Wynn. Listen, if your book is a little unbalanced, I can help you out.
Right.
Let's put money together on this, and we'll balance the books for you so you make money. If anything's going the wrong way.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. That is great.
I like that. Yeah, I like the fact that he has some sort of control over these prop bets.
Well, he only has. He's got control.
He can show up or not.
He's got control over all of them.
Yeah.
Will he attend the game? He can control that. Will he take part in the pregame interview? He can do that.
aren't they usually not, like, aren't they usually just random, like, that you can't, nobody has control over?
Right. But this one is legit.
There are some odd ones. You could say the anthem singer. The anthem singer. Has some sort of control over the length of the anthem.
Yeah, yeah.
If he or she wants to pay attention to that.
I think Billy Joel has the record for the shortest national anthem ever, like a minute, a minute and 36 seconds. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah, he has that? I didn't know that.
And then you have people who do the national anthem. It's like 2.5. Like, they can actually make the same amount of words a minute longer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the, you know, vibrato and everything they do in between. And
right.
So are you going to bet on, I know you love your squares, and that's right, I said squares, but will you bet on these prop bets?
I might do a couple just to make it interesting, but
it's so much more fun when, like, when we were in Vegas and you see the sheets and sheets of these that are stapled together. There's a whole, like, packet of them put out.
More than the sheets is when you look up at the board.
Yeah, yeah.
At the odds board, yeah. And it's like, and you go into, like, say you just go to the Venetian in Vegas, and you just look up, and there's
giant boards
15
everywhere.
15 giant boards with all the lines. Now you got to remember, there's college basketball going on at that time. There's pro basketball going on. There's hockey going on. So you have all those lines. You have all that stuff.
JP,
and then all the Super
Bowl
stuff.
You are not allowed there.
And then the prop bets and everything else.
Oh, we've been there so many times. And it's so much fun.
Right.
That's the one time of year JP has a pencil behind his ear.
Why?
He tucks it in behind his ear because you are so busy.
Right.
That's like Disney World.
Like, you lick the tip of a pencil to make your picks.
Yeah.
It's like, it's old school. All you need is like the green visor.
I do.
Why do you lick the tip of the pencil?
I don't rush.
No, it's almost like that old-fashioned feel. Like, he's like, so, all right, Mac, I'm going to put 10 on this.
That's what I picture. And he says, yeah, I'm going to bet on this, see? And the odds are,
you know,
see?
That's how much he loves
you,
know?
There was one time, oh God, who was the player that was on the Colts that got the first touchdown? And I said to, we were there with a bunch of our listeners.
Oh, you nailed that pick. I remember that.
We were there with a bunch of our listeners, and I didn't get the time to go put the bet in. I was running around doing something. And I said to the guy, God, who was it? Pierre Garçon.
Too. Right, I was thinking
Pierre
Garçon. Yeah, that's why.
And I said, go put $100 on Pierre Garçon getting the first touchdown. And this prick put $100 on Pierre Garçon, and he hit it. And he hit it. He got the first touchdown.
Why is he a prick then?
Because he didn't even get me a drink.
Oh, my God.
And they're free.
That's right.
And they're free.
Not everybody knows the rules.
The right thing to do, if somebody gives you that kind of bet, and granted, right. The gambling
didn't
he
win hundreds and hundreds, like $800, $900?
Yeah, it was something like
something
that.
Something solid.
Yeah, I think it was 8-1 or 9-1 or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
And he hit it. And he didn't even, not a drink, not enough. Now, the normal thing to do would be to give, you know, at least, you know, 10%.
That kind of money,
you
should, like, bunch a bottle.
See, nobody, not everybody knows the rules like that, though. I don't think he was trying to be rude or, you know, a jerk about it. Maybe he just didn't understand.
You don't have to know any rules. Someone hands you basically $800.
Right.
Awesome.
I mean,
yay.
He risked the money. He risked the money, but at the same time, you did the right thing.
I don't know about that.
See, but here, my therapist tells me when you expect people to do what you would do in a situation, you're going to usually be disappointed.
Why are you paying someone money to tell you that? I can tell you that, no problem.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, my insurance company pays them, so I'm okay.
Your therapist is 100% correct, and you'll be happier, I'm sure, that therapist has told you, once you adjust that thinking.
No, I'm still angry about that whole thing. You know, he's a
What year was that? Wait, was that the first year we went?
It was when Indianapolis actually won the Super Bowl. Not when they lost to Chicago. Wait, when did they... Did they beat Chicago or lost to Chicago?
They beat Chicago to win the Super Bowl that year.
Okay, so when they lost...
2007? No, that's their championship was in 07.
When they lost. Did they lose to the Patriots? No, they couldn't have lost to the Patriots. They beat the Patriots in the AFC championship game. New Orleans. They played New Orleans. They played New Orleans. Right? That doesn't matter.
Are you remembering based on your bets that year or actual teams?
No, I'm just trying to think of
basically remember how long it's been he isn't letting this one go.
Think of the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'll never let it go. Only because that guy, like, he wins contests and he shows up at gigs and everything.
That's awesome. He's a lucky guy then. That's great.
I understand that. Mm. I understand that. But, yeah.
I tweeted you this weekend.
I'll take it to the grave.
Let it go, let it go.
No, I don't let that go.
I tweeted you on this weekend because JoJo and I were out with some friends, and she came back from running an errand, and she had lottery tickets for everybody. So she bought, like, whatever, five or six of them. Yeah, little scratch-off thingies, which were awesome. And so I don't ever do those, so we were playing. I didn't know what I was doing, and then they looked at it. They're like, you just won $5. I'm like, score, $5. This is awesome. And then I'm like, aw, crap. now I got to do something for her, and I don't know what. Do I just give it back to her? And
no, I told you, for $5, you don't have to do anything. If you want to buy her a beer next time you're out or whatever it is, buy her a beer.
Or you buy a bunch of lottery tickets with $5, and you give her
but
one or two.
But if you're going to buy her a beer, something make like sure that. It's at a place with beer specials, and you're not paying more than $2.50.
Oh, my God.
So the whole five.
I can't keep track of it all.
Oh, come on. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, just do something nice for her another time, you know, if you feel like
happily.
It.
Happily.
Pay it forward. Next time you guys are out together, if you run in someplace, get her a scratch off.
Oh, that's what I could do.
Yeah. It's as simple as that.
But then if she doesn't win, do I just have to keep buying her lottery tickets till she wins $5?
No.
This is too much thinking.
One and done.
That's all right. We're Roger and JP. 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
On 102.5 The Bone.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.